You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And this episode of the podcast, the JRE Review, is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha combining all the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant world, and combined with kombucha results in a powerhouse of nutrition. Visit Inkabooch.com to check out their great drink selections, including spice berry and ginger coconut. This podcast is reviewing one of my favorite guests of Joe Rogan's, Mike Baker. Mike Baker is a former CIA agent. He was a CIA agent for a very long time. He's been on Rogan plenty of times, and in podcast 1226, he gets into talking about a lot of cool stuff. As usual, things that you don't think about, and he knows a ton about the inner workings of the CIA and the government, and even a lot of what he knows is classified. He can't talk about it. He gets into what he can, and he really opens up your eyes. So let's start reviewing. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So Mike has a new show coming out, or a new show that he's starting to film, called Black Files, which goes into kind of like the expenses of the CIA. Now, the CIA is under the umbrella of the Department of Defense, which has a budget from the U.S. government, but doesn't have to identify how much they spend on each individual thing because other countries should not get a hold of that information. So when it comes to our intelligence agency, which is the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, they don't have to declare how much they take out of the Department of Defense budget either. So again, it's just a big blanket umbrella amount, and then the CIA is in there. But what Mike does on this show is he talks about how he and his team will kind of take guesses through the information they can get a hold of and look at times in the past when they've spent money and kind of where their budget is and what their reach is and these sorts of things. So it's going to be an interesting show. Definitely check that out if you're into those sorts of things when you can. Mike talks a little bit about the reason you can't really declare this information, and because you sign a confidentiality, like top secret type contract. And he gives the example of these Navy SEALs that are often writing books after they retire. I was saddened by this because I always like reading those types of books, actually, to be honest. I find them fascinating. But he did bring up a good point, and it was like other Navy SEALs and other people with, you know, top secret clearances and all the rest of it get kind of frustrated when people do this because it is breaking that vow of secrecy. And, you know, it's top secret stuff for a reason a lot of times, like the training methods and all the rest of it. We don't want other countries kind of getting a hold of that, which makes sense. He does talk a little bit about politics. I mean, you can't get away from politics when you're talking about CIA type things, but they talk about the government shutdown and how it's a long-term major issue. I don't follow those things too tightly. They just depress me a lot, but you can't help but hear it, and the shutdown's still going on. And you know, my question is, if you're downloading this, you know, are you affected by the shutdown? Are you a government employee? Are you not getting paid? You know, I would love to hear from people that are struggling with this and just get a real understanding of how difficult it is. And I don't even know who is not fully getting paid. I assume some people in the government must be getting paid, but how long is this going to go on for? It's really distressing, and it's very sad. And I hope that it's just, it's not a, you know, it doesn't go on forever. They talk about the wall in a sense, and I'm not saying I'm pro wall or against the wall or whatever, whatever. I mean, I'm obviously an immigrant. I'm English. I came here. There was no wall on the side that I came in, but I'm sure if you add one, it's going to be a pain in the ass. But they're saying that it stops drugs, and it doesn't. You know, drugs are coming in boats, and they're hidden in cars, and God knows, they've probably flown over the wall. I don't think a wall is going to stop these things. And then they were talking about how the Mexican president supposedly had taken $100 million bribe from El Chapo, or Dropo, whatever that guy's name was, and how his arrest, even though he escaped in the end anyway, was actually just kind of staged, which I think is really, you know, unbelievable to hear, but possible, right? I mean, as conspiracy theories go, they could be. Talk a little bit about the Huawei situation. Joe's brought this up a few times. Huawei is a Japanese technology company. They make cell phones. I think the biggest cell phone provider in the world, they were saying, after like Samsung, and then it's Apple. But, you know, Mike brought up an interesting point, and it wasn't that the Huawei phones have technology in them that can record us, but it's just that all of their technology and telecommunication are embedding themselves kind of all over the world. Their chief financial officer, who's the daughter of the CEO, recently got arrested in Canada by the Americans for breaking Iranian sanctions, which is kind of a big thing. And now another employee of theirs got arrested in Poland or Norway or somewhere for doing something else very similar. So they're up to some shenanigans, possibly, allegedly. And America is worried about, you know, what they're up to. Supposedly, either they or the Chinese government have stolen from some of our defense companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and you know, they're breaking into steel companies. They're taking, you know, information and technologies, and I'm sure governments are always kind of, you know, trying to steal from each other and get information wherever they can. But I guess Huawei and the Chinese are doing this a little bit too much for Trump's liking. So he started to arrest some of these people and figure out kind of really what's going on over there. I'd love to know more about it. I mean, I know nothing about that. All I know is that my brother over Christmas got a laptop from Huawei. I don't know if he got it for Christmas or whatever, but it was one of the best laptops I've ever seen. It was so sweet. But yeah, probably full of Chinese spy technology. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're great laptops. They're supposed to be really good phones. But, you know, companies have to be careful. And especially when it's China, because from what I understand of China, the companies don't really own themselves in the way that they would in America. Like, the government can really step in and say, hey, do this for us, do that for us. And if the company wants to continue existing and doing business in China, they've got to kind of do what the government wants. Also, the CEO of Huawei, I think, used to be a government employee. So that raises some eyebrows, for sure. One of the last things that Mike and Joe get into is kind of how Joe doesn't really have any real jobs. And I found that quite funny and fascinating. It's a true thing about Rogan. Like, he works for the UFC, does his podcast, and he does stand-up. And in a way, they're kind of all made-up fake jobs. But good for him. I think he's, like, inspires and paves the way for a lot of people to have not real jobs. And they can be great, too. So I like that he emphasized that. I think he should do it more. And when he says fake job, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have value. I think that his jobs have real value, and I'm super glad that he does all three of them. And if he stopped doing any one of them, I would certainly miss it, for sure. But the podcast is the one I'd want him to do the longest, personally. Because, well, I guess because I review it, that makes sense. But all not just that. I mean, even if I didn't, if I got bored of doing this, it just, they're fascinating to listen to. It would be a shame to lose that. So, fake jobs aside, Mike Baker is always a great guest to have on, full of knowledge, fun to listen to as well. He really brings kind of like an interesting angle to any type of topic. And Joe always has a lot of good questions for him, whether they're conspiracy theory related or not. So definitely check this one out. I enjoyed it. Hopefully Mike will be back on soon. And check out his new show whenever it comes out, called Black Files. I don't know what channel it's on, but I'll figure it out and I'll let you guys know in the future. So thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys. Talk soon. Thanks for listening, and again, this review is brought to you by Inkabooch Kombucha. Go to inkabooch.com to order your drinks today.